This is Training Pup Audio. Hey there, Doctor. I'm surprised you came back for your training lesson after last time. I thought your fucking balls were gonna burst. My goodness. And you say you've been a good boy? Good. Today we're gonna strip you down. We're gonna remove your manhood. We're gonna make you into the perfect fucking slave. Are you ready? Good. Now, I want you to strip all of your clothes off and leave them there. Oh, I can't help giggling when I see you naked. It's truly something to see. And not in a good way. Seeing you caged like that does please me, though. That's where that tiny nub belongs, you know. Curled up, tucked away, beneath your balls, hiding from the world in its shame. No. No, don't you dare try to hide it. You are not allowed to hide anything from me ever again. If I ever find out that you've touched yourself without permission, you will be punished. If I find out that you've taken that cage off without permission, you do not want to know what will happen. If you ever disobey any of my orders, there will be severe consequences. Now, step forward and let me see you. You're going to need a new name. Doctor is too humane, human. It carries way too much authority. No, I think we're going to try Mouse for now. Squeaker. If I'm feeling playful. Mutt when you're on all fours. Now, Mouse, get down on all fours for me. Good boy. Now, turn around in a circle. Go on. Come on, Mouse. Come on. There we go. Scurry. Scurry. Oh, good little boy. Now, I want you to expose yourself. Lean back on your haunches. Spread your legs. Arms behind your back. Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, Mouse, I want you to tell me if you've been good while I run my toes over that caged little cock of yours. I want you to convince me that you are worth my time and effort, that you'll be a good boy, and you'll perform what I ask you when I ask you. Look at that little nub. Is he making pre-cum as I stroke him with my toes? Shame, shame. You're worthless, and I want you to remember that. You're a complete waste of my time. The only reason that I let you into my dungeon is that I've seen a glimmer of hope in your training. But that's not saying much. Even shit has shine to it. You're like a fucking slug. Look at that slime trail. Get down on the floor, slug. I want you face down, arms at your side, legs out. Squirm like a worm for me, slug. There we go. You're gonna leave a fucking slime trail, you disgusting, disgusting slave. You feel that? You feel my feet pressed up against your face? Lick them. Lick them while you squirm on the floor. You are so entirely beneath me, you don't even deserve to be on all fours, much less on 2 feet. Good, lick my fucking toes. You little bitch. Lick them. Lick them fucking clean. Keep going. I know you can do better than that. Come on, you fucking worm. Get the other foot. Now tell me. Tell me what a disgusting little insect you are. Tell me what a goddamn worm you are. There we go. Good. That's right. You're worthless. You deserve to be in the muck and the mud. I don't know why I even allowed you into this dungeon. You're fucking filthy. Roll over. Get on your back. I want to see that slime trail. Oh my goodness. That is embarrassing. Look at you. No, stay on your back. You're not allowed to sit up. Look at that. Oh my goodness. Has a bitch in heat been dragging herself along the floor? No, it's just my little slave. My floor slut. Do you like that? Do you like it when I step on your face? Pressing against your face ever so gently. Maybe a little harder. No, stay down. Good boy. My God, are you still leaking pre-cum? That's disgusting. It's truly unbelievable. You're just this little slime nub down there. He's his own little slug, trapped in a little cage, just excreting nervous goo. Ugh, it's disgusting. Ugh, I wouldn't let that thing near my pussy in a million years. Do you like looking up at me? Seeing that pussy tantalizingly out of reach? It will always be out of your reach. You are not worth the cum you spilt on the floor. No. You're worthless, disgusting, awful little pet. I don't know why I keep you, but I'll give you a chance. If you keep coming back for your training, I will give you a chance. That's right. Oh, look at that spark of hope in your eyes. You think that someday I might unleash you? Uncage that little bitty nub that you call a cock? Oh, sweetie. There is no hope of release for you. You are never getting out of that cage. You are never, ever touching higher than my knees. You will forever be down below me, worshipping me like the goddess I am, proving to me that I should keep you around for my own entertainment, because clearly you are no good for fucking. You will always be beneath me. And you'll stay that way. I will grind the humanity out of you. I will remove any sense of self-worth that you might have. I want you to know that. I want you to keep that in mind, that you are nothing to me. The fact that I even deign to talk to you doesn't mean a thing. You're here for my amusement and my use. And I have no other use for you than to be the recipient of my sadistic pleasures. That is all you're good for.